On today's show, automakers face a patchwork of fuel economy regulations in the U.S. Waymo says autonomous cars will be affordable soon, and we've got a number of new reveals from the New York Auto Show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. While the battle between the Trump administration and the state of California over fuel economy regulations is heating up, Bloomberg reports that the EPA is likely to roll back standards enacted during the Obama administration and will announce its decision on Sunday. California had agreed to follow the federal standard, but it's prepared not to comply with the revised rules if they're weakened too much. And this is a nightmare scenario for automakers, which don't want a patchwork of standards to follow. Nine other states have adopted California's standards and account for a third of the U.S. car market. So automakers could be in for a big headache if both sides can't come to an agreement. Autonomous cars will soon be affordable. Speaking at the NADA convention last weekend, Waymo CEO John Krafcek said, quote, "If we can extend the life of the vehicle from 150,000 miles to 250,000 to 300,000 miles, it really has a huge impact. That amortizes the cost, and that goal is in sight." Waymo has a partnership with AutoNation to service its autonomous Chrysler Pacificas that operate in Phoenix, Arizona. And Mike Jackson, the CEO of AutoNation, says the autonomous Pacificas, quote, "show little wear and tear. They're easy on the brakes. They don't squeal the tires." Waymo says its autonomous Pacificas can now operate in 600 square miles, covering the Phoenix area, and it will soon announce other cities where it will open its autonomous service. Krafcek says it won't be long before Level 4 autonomous Pacificas will be affordable for retail sale, but he says Level 5 is very far out. We joke at Waymo that not even humans are Level 5. Still to come, GMC adds an off-road version of the Sierra to its lineup.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Honda revealed a prototype of the Insight Hybrid at the Detroit Auto Show, and now the company is introducing the production version at the New York Auto Show. It's powered by Honda's third-gen hybrid system, which consists of a 1.5-liter engine, an electric motor, and a lithium-ion battery. Final EPA numbers aren't in yet, but Honda expects it to deliver up to 55 miles per gallon in the city. The Insight, which shares its platform with the Civic, will be built at Honda's plant in Indiana. Both the hybrid, battery unit, and engine will be made at separate plants in Ohio. The new Insight will be in dealer showrooms this summer. And while we're speaking of new models, GMC is adding a new off-road trim to its lineup called AT4. Like Denali, GMC calls AT4 a brand and says it will be seen on every GMC vehicle in the next 2 years. The first is the 2019 Sierra, and off-road highlights include a 2-inch suspension lift from Tune Rancho shocks, standard four-wheel drive with a 2-speed transfer case, locking rear differential, skid plates, hill descent control, and a traction select system. Most of the unique exterior styling cues come in the form of blacked-out trim pieces. A 5.3-liter V8 engine is standard, but the new 3-liter inline 6-cylinder Duramax diesel and 6.2-liter V8 are also available. The GMC Sierra AT4 goes on sale this fall. Coming up next, Toyota updates the Yaris, and Lincoln Co. adds a new vehicle to its lineup. Lincoln Co., the new luxury brand from Chinese automaker Geely, just introduced the third vehicle in its lineup, the O2. The company didn't reveal many details about the model, but as you can see, it's a small crossover. It will be built at Volvo's plant in Belgium starting next year. Lincoln Co., which currently sells vehicles in China, also revealed that Amsterdam will be the first city in Europe to open a store, followed by Barcelona, Berlin, Brussels, and London. And like the Corolla iM turning into the Corolla hatchback, Toyota is dropping the old Scion moniker IA from the Yaris and is just going to call it the Yaris. With the fresh name comes three trim levels, which is up from the previous one, and slightly refreshed exterior styling. A 7-inch touchscreen is standard, and every Yaris will get an active safety and low-speed pre-collision system. The new Yaris goes on sale in the fall. That's it for today, though. Thanks for watching. Please join us again here tomorrow.